It's Rock 104.9, the Quad City Rocker. It's the Dave and Darren Show, 12 degrees, 904, and it's Friday morning, right after 9 o'clock. We get an opportunity to hang with our guy, the movie critic and entertainment editor for the River City's Reader. He is Mike Schultz, joining us now live in studio. Mike, I want to play Thor reading the best picture nominees and just get your thoughts on the noms before we talk about the movies you've seen and what's coming out today, all right?
And finally, we are pleased to announce that the films selected as the Best Picture nominees for 2013 are American Hustle, Charles Roven, Richard Suckle, Megan Ellison, and Jonathan Gordon, producers. Captain Phillips, Scott Rudin, Dana Brunetti, and Michael DeLuca, producers. Dallas Buyers Club, Robbie Brenner and Rachel Winter, producers. Gravity, Alfonso Cuarón and David Heyman, producers. Her, Megan Ellison, Spike Jones and Vincent Landay, producers. Nebraska, Albert Berger and Ron Yerxa, producers. Philomena, Gabrielle Tanner, Steve Hugan and Tracy Seward, producers. 12 Years a Slave, Brad Pitt, Dee Dee Gardner, Jeremy Kleiner, Steve McQueen and Anthony Katigas, producers. And The Wolf of Wall Street, nominees to be determined.
Yeah, we don't know who made that movie.
Nah, nobody. It just appeared.
So Brad Pitt's going to win an Oscar.
Possibly.
Yeah?
Possibly.
As a
I'm
producer.
Still leaning towards American Hustle at the moment.
You really think that wins Best Picture?
I think it's the in-between choice between 12 Years a Slave and Gravity.
Interesting.
I do.
Is that the actor's voice or was he doing it as Thor?
No, that's him. He's
that's
Australian.
That's how he sounds.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I thought they asked him to do it as maybe Thor.
He was actually a smart choice for that job because he had a lot of foreign names to pronounce. The Australians are generally better at that than we are.
On account of how they're foreigners.
That's right. They
know. I'm sure you'll be writing more about this as we get closer to the awards in March. But and any snubs, any glaring omissions, anything you were outraged about?
No, there was no outrage. A few surprises. No Tom Hanks for Captain Phillips was a little surprising.
Right?
I think we can survive that though, can't
so
we?
Can
he's
he.
Won enough.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah,
the people
who survive
that. The people who got dissed are fine. It's Tom Hanks. It's Oprah Winfrey. It's Robert Redford.
Right.
It's Emma Thompson. These people are fine.
They'll be fine.
Yeah. And the people they replaced him with were great choices. Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine and Christian Bale for American Hustle and. You know, Amy Adams for American Hustle, they made some good choices.
We live in a world where Jonah Hill is a two-time Academy Award nominee.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. Yeah, I'm
and
not
really
sure how I feel about that.
And probably really should have got it for Superbad.
Was going to say, that might still be his best performance, to be honest.
And also,
he's great in that,
It's believable, I'll tell you that.
I buy it.
Also, and you're free to Google this, Jackass Bad Grandpa nominated for an Academy Award.
How about that?
In what?
Best makeup.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of great. Kind of,
that'd be interesting.
That's a great choice, too. As was Lone Ranger for makeup.
Now, does it
terrible
have a chance
movie,
to win?
But it's good. Oof, I don't know. That possibly.
Okay.
Maybe.
Do people who do makeup, are they the ones that vote for that, or everyone?
Everybody
vote?
Gets to vote, and that's why it probably won't happen.
Yeah.
But it's that, it's Lone Ranger, and it's Dallas Buyers Club, which is probably going to get it just by default out of being the least embarrassing choice. But
We'll see.
But we'll see. Yeah, yeah. Good
so,
stuff, though.
So by and large, you're pretty happy with the nominations.
Yeah, I got no complaints. I would have liked some things. I would have liked Inside Llewyn Davis up there, which I saw last weekend.
Well, let's get started then.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear about. Is that worth anything? Because I got a buddy who's furious that it wasn't nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah, if I wanted to, I could be furious about that. It's probably my second favorite movie of the year, 2013. Yeah, it's spectacular. I really liked it when I was done, and then for the next 2 days, I couldn't stop thinking about it, and it's gone already. It already left.
And again, the premise is it's a folk scene.
Yeah, it's the folk scene in Greenwich Village in the early 60s, It's Coen Brothers-y in that wonderfully weird way, but it's also really human and sad and funny, and the music is great. I loved it. And it looks beautiful. It's, huge, huge, wonderful movie.
But that's gone. We don't get a chance to
see
that anymore.
That's gone. Exactly. So just wait for DVD on
and
that.
And it would have come back had it gotten some Oscar nominations.
Probably. Yeah. Everything else did today. Yeah, man, they opened everything out there. So I also saw Her, which is up for Best Picture, we heard. Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with his computerized operating system, played by Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
And it's just, what I said like immediately after seeing it was, it's like Lost in Translation is a sci-fi movie, if you can imagine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's really weird and melancholy and beautiful and kind of haunting and strange and really awfully good.
His ex-wife did Lost in Translation, right?
Whose ex-wife?
Spike Jonze's ex-wife. That's Sophia Coppola.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they were married. Yeah, right. How interesting. And, of course, the Scarlett Johansson connection between the two.
Right.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good.
Although
it's still
you don't
out
get
there.
To see her butt this time.
You don't get to see nothing. Yeah. No, nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
Go in with an
But he does have sex with her, but she's a foe.
Yes, yes, in the way that you have phone sex with anybody.
Okay.
It's basically that. Okay. So, yeah, right. And the only other thing I saw was August Osage County, which is up for Meryl Streep and Julie Roberts for actress and
Meryl
supporting
Meryl Streep, I didn't, I would, how many times do you think, Darren, Meryl Streep has been nominated for an Academy Award? Nominated.
I'll say.
Schultz, you know the answer.
Ten.
To this.
I do.
10.
Yeah.
This is her 18th nomination.
Wow.
Yeah.
Her 18th nomination.
It's insane. That's crazy.
Nuts.
Yep.
Yeah. Is it worth seeing Osage?
I didn't care for it. No.
No.
No, it was. I loved it when they were screaming at each other. I loved it when Julia Roberts was throwing her mom to the floor and saying, you know, eat the fish, bitch. It's pretty funny. When it's loud and obnoxious, it's funny.
Uh-huh.
But the material, when it takes itself too seriously, it's a drag. It's really
It just seems to me like a bunch of actors being precious.
There's a lot of preciousness and some really bad performances. Ewan McGregor is terrible, and he's usually not. Benedict Cumberbatch is terrible, and he's usually not.
Mm-hmm.
Dermot Mulroney's bad. Abigail Breslin's bad. It's badly directed, and the play is like 3.5 hours long, and they chopped the movie down to 2, and so it's just a series of big scenes, and every line sounds like a theater line. It just sounds like a stage play, and
doesn't sound like humans.
Yep, it's irritating. So that's it. Got
well, up. Opening today in theaters around the Quad Cities, we've got Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. This would be the 5th movie, Jack Ryan movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing that math. Yep. 2 with Harrison Ford and 1 with Baldwin and 1 with Affleck.
Right.
Okay.
Jack Ryan, this is kind of a rebooting because that's what we do now. Jack Ryan is a young CIA analyst. He uncovers a Russian plot to crash the U.S. economy with a terrorist attack. Kevin Costner plays his handler, and Keira Knightley's in this too. Interesting. Here's a clip from Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruits in theaters today.
You're not involving her in this.
You involved me in this by not telling
me. You gotta get her out of here. Send her home.
Well, what are you gonna tell Sheriffin that I'm home?
These are dangerous people, Kathy. You cannot be here.
If you told me who you really were,
I took an oath. I couldn't tell you unless we were married. Oh, you wouldn't marry
that's
me.
That's why you wanted to marry me? So that you could tell somebody you were in the
CIA? Come on, of course not.
You lied to me for 3 years and you were good at it. I think you actually enjoyed it.
Can we have a minute, please?
No, you can't.
I would like to talk to Jack Lowe,
please. This is geopolitics. It's not couples therapy.
I like Chris Pine. I think he's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be a good role for him.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's interesting to me that this Captain Kirk isn't going to get typecast.
Yeah. How about that?
You know?
That's true.
Also, in theaters today, we've got Ride Along. Fast-talking security guard Ben joins his cop brother-in-law James on a 24-hour patrol of Atlanta order to prove himself worthy of marrying Angela, who is James's sister. All right?
Here we go.
Bring it on.
Ride Along's in theaters today. It is rated PG-13.
I ain't telling you nothing.
What you just did was spit on my lip.
Yeah, I did.
I just got you a little time in prison.
Huh. Man, you're not a cop.
I'm about to make a citizen's arrest.
I make a citizen's arrest, too.
For what?
Impersonating the officer.
What?
You said you were a cop. That's illegal.
That is it. This is what I'm going to do time for. You better give up your brother. Give me your brother.
Stranger danger.
What?
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
Man, let me fix you up. That's my nephew.
Yeah, he's trying to touch on the boys. What? Get him.
And also today we've got Devil's Due. This one, oh boy. After a mysterious lost night on their honeymoon, a newlywed couple finds themselves dealing...
Wait a minute. Go ahead.
Let me give you the whole pitch.
So far, I like the premise.
After a mysterious lost night on their honeymoon,
a newlywed from both of them.
Here comes Satan.
A newlywed couple finds themselves dealing with an earlier-than-planned pregnancy. While recording everything for posterity, the husband begins to notice odd behavior in his wife that they initially write off to nerves. But as the months pass, it becomes evidence that dark changes to her body and mind have a much more sinister origin.
See, now this is what they should have done with Hangover 3.
Oh, you have to explain that.
In that a knight gets away from them, and the next thing
and
they know,
possessed?
They're possessed.
That's not bad.
Here's a little bit of the trailer from Devil's Due, which is in theaters today.
We're having a baby.
Oh my God! I want to start our family history.
This is where me and your mom got married. This is your house.
It's got good bones.
And the grand finale, your room.
First John 2:18, this is the last hour.
The Antichrist is coming.
Don't touch us!
I'm freaked out right now a little bit.
I think my premise would work.
I think they'll get around to it eventually. Yeah, right?
That what series what in the hell happened last night that we're now possessed? And you could make it scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary and funny.
We blacked out and now we're possessed by Satan.
Exactly. Exactly. We passed out, we blacked out, and now somehow we're possessed by Satan.
Finally, we have The Nut Job, which is a cartoon. Surly, a curmudgeon independent squirrel, banished from his park and forced to survive in the city. Lucky for him, he stumbles on the one thing that may be able to save his life and the rest of the park community as they gear up for winter. Yes, it's Maury's Nut Store. Oh, Mike.
Yeah, the things I do for you.
So hungry. Nuts. I gotta find a way in there.
Let's get cacahuates.
Okay. We get a crew, we break in, and we do it my way. Let's go over the plan. That's us. There's the nut shop. We rob the nut shop and then stuff ourselves silly all winter.
Oh, shut the front door!
We're talking almonds, pistachios, walnuts, and did I mention the peanut brittle?
Is that a candy or a nut?
Both.
That's the show, everyone. We're I have to go now.
Yeah.
It's 2014, and we really just played something from a trailer that had the record scratch mechanic. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
That's still a thing that they use.
And that
yeah, because these movies are put together by 50-year-olds who have no idea what's
going
on.
That whole shut the front door thing has to go
shut
away.
Shut the front door has to stop.
And Will
that's
Arnett needs to...
Awkward. You know, enough, like, we're done.
Enough with the Will Arnett in these cartoons. He's in every cartoon.
Yeah, he's in danger of becoming one himself. It's...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Are you gonna skip that one? Or
no,
you...
I'm actually doing all four of those today. I'm planning on it. The times have landed in this very bizarre conflux of get them all done in 8 hours.
All right. Well, we'll read your reviews.
A full factory day.
That's right. Yeah, like a grown up.
We'll read your reviews.
Bring your
RCReader.com. Follow him at Mike Schultz now on Twitter.
Pack a thermos.
Oh, right? Mike. Good luck
yeah,
to you.
I'll keep you posted.
Go with God, my friend.
I always do.